Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Don Fluckinger, and today I'm speaking with Joe Casper, CEO of Sandlot Solutions, which is a health information exchange and software company owned by a Texas Physicians Group, as well as an HIE and analytics software vendor. We're talking about recent developments in health information exchange, as well as what to look for in this technology at the upcoming HIMSS show next month in New Orleans. Thanks for joining us today, Joe.
Thank you, Don.
So last week, the ONC held a day-long public hearing on health information exchange, which is sort of right up your alley. What did you get out of it? I mean, what were the most important takeaways?
Well, in some cases, we may have been as much a contributor as the takeaway. We were fortunate enough to have Dr. Karen Van Wagner, who is the executive director of PLUS, testify at that hearing. And some of the comments she made are some of the feelings that Sandlot has in terms of where the industry is headed and some of the things that need to occur. So we were bullish on the fact that we need to see more IHE connectivity, that the EHR vendors that folks are trying to get data from need to step up to these standards and need to move a whole lot faster. So I could go on a couple more, but there are several things that I think we made contributions to as well. And, you know, my opinion, having personally testified in the past in the same space, is the more we can get people understanding what are the gaps and what are the challenges to moving forward faster, the better off we'll all be.
Yeah, so on that note, our site earlier this week broke the news that Cerner and McKesson are working on a deal to make their EHRs interoperable for the sake of health information exchange. Now, we don't know if this deal will come to pass or if it does, when. But what do you make of this idea from your perch in the health IT world?
Again, at the high level, you know, one has to praise these sort of things happening, particularly when you get companies of this size. If you take the covers off of it, what do I think of it? Probably not much. And that's two reasons. One, these things take a long time to come together, and if you look at the architectural plans of what one may want to do, they're quite lofty as to what they can expect, but by the time it hits the market, they've been whittled down for marketing reasons, strategic reasons, inability to reach agreements in certain area. So when they hit the ground, some data's been exchanged, great, better than what we had in the past, but they fall woefully short. The second piece of this is just two small segments of data that there is very little being done in the myriad of EHRs that are sitting out there. So this is great for connecting, I'll say, two giants together, but what do you do about the cardiologist sitting on one EHR platform? What do you do about the specialist sitting on another? What do you do about primary care? How do you get all these folded in? You know, and I understand the tools and availability that may come to the table with McKesson, but I guess I want to wait and see.
Yeah, and our sources sort of insinuated that we should think of this deal as maybe an invitation for more EHR vendors to band together for the sake of interoperability. So, you know, does it change your outlook if many EHR vendors sort of joined in with this agreement?
I mean, I think the elephant on the phone or in the room, so to speak, is what is it going to take to get Epic to the table to do this in a way that starts to become more open? We're familiar with those platforms. We certainly understand the approach that they've taken. But, you know, if this is an intent to squeeze two fairly large organizations together to combat one, then great move. But this is a chess game, and we can see whether or not that move actually does anything.
So there's definitely a long ways to go before nationwide interoperable health information exchange, I can hear you saying. Well, so tell me a little bit about what Sandlot's going to be exhibiting this year at HIMSS.
Sure. And we're thrilled to be able to show this because I don't think there are many places where you can go see this. So we welcome folks to come visit us. We will be demonstrating a new piece of technology that speaks to some of the issues that I just spoke of how can we get information in and out of physicians' EHRs regardless of that platform. So there have been technologies out there for some time that allow us to go out and extract data out of a NextGen and Allscripts and ECW, whatever the EHR platform is that the physicians are using, be it specialist or primary care. But the real trick that we're going to be able to demonstrate is not only can we extract that out and push that information into the next platform, and of course push that on or propagate that on to a hospital inside the systems they have, but you will be able to see an analytics engine that's running in the background here from the aggregated data of all these sources and being able to alert into the EHR platform without disrupting the physician's workflow. So kind of restated, as we start to look at how we climb stars ratings, how we keep track of gaps in care, run the analytics that many of the ACOs are doing, we will be able to use the aggregated data from all the EHR platforms to identify those gaps in care and to, right within the physician's workflow, be able to alert the physician or alert the caregiver of a gap in care. And I think that's something really unique. That's something that we're excited to show, and that we call this our metrics platform.
Yeah, and one of the things that fascinates me as a reporter, you know, I don't talk to a lot of HIE vendors. I prefer to speak to actual users and CIOs out there in the healthcare space, right? But one of the things that always fascinates me about Sandlot is that you're wholly owned by a physician group, and you're an ACO as well. You mentioned Plus earlier, and so the products you develop seem to be more road tested in actual workflows as opposed to theoretical and sort of hope it works. Tell me a little bit about how the testing process is and how you're sort of using it in real world applications before you roll it out.
Sure. So you're dead on in your comments about built kind of from the physician side. You know, when one builds a product, you start by saying, you know, if we could only get 60 happy physicians, and if we can only scale that up. With the ownership relationship of North Texas Specialty Physicians and some 600 physicians there, we start out the door by, can we make 600 physicians happy? And if we can't, you can imagine the implications of an organization that has ownership, what their expectations are, and how it comes together. But in our case, we have the advantage of having 600 users who want to give us the most valuable data that we could possibly get. What is it they want? What is it they need? And, fortunately, our board is made up of a number of physicians who we have the opportunity to sit down as we start to develop ideas. So when we came up with metrics, the metrics was a derivative of the physician saying, we need to improve quality. We don't have the time to be able to comb through this. And so a definition was provided as to what metrics could and should do, and we're able to take that. When we take that, we have the ability to immediately push that into pilots on multiple platforms. NTSP uses multiple EHR platforms, and initially we have the ability to look at primary care, look at specialty, watch that workflow, measure that workflow, introduce our solutions to it, and make sure that, as we claim, we don't disrupt the physician's workflow. We work within it. We get a chance to test that. And I can tell you, if we miss the mark on that, there's no easy way to get beyond it when they have control at your board.
Right. When the beta testers are your owners, it must make things a little bit more dramatic.
A little extra control of your salary, maybe. But we certainly have an instant feedback loop that, that we know are giving us the guidance for all the right reasons.
So outside of what Sandlot is exhibiting at HIMSS, what kind of things are you looking at as far as health information exchange at this upcoming show?
Well, you know, I'm excited to see kind of the convergence of two areas. One is in the analytics space, and the other is in the population management. And so as you start to see HIEs converge, there's a bit of confusion in what is the definition of analytics, particularly if you're an HIE vendor. You know, we all claim we have some kind of analytics. But in the end, I suspect that if we look at the sort of analytics that are being driven from health information exchanges and the crossover of what's needed in the way of population management, that the convergence of that will be something that I'm interested in seeing, either what various vendors are doing, where we think the market may be headed in that space. We are aggressively trying to recognize these markets do come together. At-risk organizations are trying to figure out not only how they deal with the episodes of this, but how they put in place care management modules to act on the information they've got. So the HIE are rich with the information and are able to do a lot with it, hence they claim we have analytics. But in the end, these analytics have to come together with population management, and it's at that crossroad that I'm most interested.
So my last question, how do you see meaningful use stage two as changing HIE? I mean, is it finally going to work nationally after these stage two deadlines passed, or is really national health information exchange a pipe dream?
Well, again, you know, I've got 11, maybe even close to 12 years, and I suspect the answer is it'll happen a lot slower than we think. When we thought it wasn't too far away in 2006, it was in its infancy. But we are seeing, you know, major steps forward in organizations and CIS vendors supporting this. I won't disclose the organization, but this morning an email came across my table that a fairly prominent physicians group who we would know well in Texas have turned on a button that says HIE View. And so this certainly signals, albeit 10 years late, that the adoption of the technology is occurring slower than we'd expected. I think the meaningful use pieces are part and parcel of what's driving it. I think the relationships with affiliated physicians, so when you can't own the physician and you need to come up with a plan that drives the business you want, this is a way to accomplish it. Meaningful use, too, lays out kind of a framework to make sure we're all progressing in the same direction. So I'm bullish that it'll happen. I suspect it will be later than we expect.
Well, this has been an interesting discussion. I really appreciate the frank perspectives today. Thanks for your time.
Well, you are quite welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.